After years of drought, California was inundated with rain and flooding this winter. That's caused a beautiful explosion of flowers in the desert in the southern part of the state. You can find our story about desert blooms at hereandnow.org. But in parts of Northern California, mushrooms are now thriving in the wet forests. And that's welcome news for foragers who hunt them for their flavor and medicinal benefits. Leslie McClurg from Here and Now contributor KQED has this story.
Creeks overflow their banks in a lush forest about 15 miles south of San Francisco. Water pools around Brennan Wink Riley's shoes as he shuffles carefully through leaves on the forest floor. He's the president of the Mycological Society of San Francisco.
Ah, chanterelle.
Wink tugs gently on the drippy squash-colored trumpet.
Ta-da!
He wipes off the gill-like ridges and sniffs for the characteristic nutty aroma. Wenk is thrilled by this year's harvest after many slim years during the drought. On a recent hunt in Mendocino County, Wenk says the forest was so flush with mushrooms, foragers simply stopped picking.
If you really wanted to, you could have collected hundreds of pounds of this cocora that was just coming up everywhere.
The moisture, temperature, and light are ideal. And foragers are bringing home buckets for themselves, restaurants, and farmers' markets. But you have to be careful.
Some big ones back here.
It looks harmless, but it's a white egg-shaped death cap. The state poison control system received a record number of calls this season, although no one who ate the deadly species died. Even though fungi are prolific this season, there are some species foragers haven't seen at all. And mycologists aren't sure why. Some mushrooms pop and others lay dormant.
I would say we know maybe a fraction of what we should or could know.
It's difficult to study the mushroom kingdom because it's often invisible. The cap we are all familiar with is only the tip of a much bigger organism.
The main body of the mushroom actually grows and feeds underground.
The delicate tendrils of a thin network called mycelium expand like cobwebs threading through the dirt. So if caps don't surface, scientists won't know a mushroom body exists unless they take soil samples across vast stretches of land. The mystery of mushroom ecology and their unpredictable nature hooks foragers.
Mushroom hunting becomes a really grandiose hobby for people.
Demand for commercially cultivated species is also up, with U.S. farms producing 25% more mushrooms today than a decade ago.
So we're now in a Portobello room.
Matt Fuller works for Monterey Mushrooms, the largest mushroom farm in North America. It's just south of Santa Cruz. They produce 120,000 pounds of mushrooms daily. But their entire crop is really just one species, the button mushroom. There's the white button, cremini is the brown version, and the portobello is the grown-up version. These fruiting bodies expand about an inch and a half a day.
So they're growing actually right in front of your eyes.
Fuller says he can't keep up with growing demand. Marketers are promoting mushrooms as a superfood, and the trend has some early research behind it.
Yes, mushrooms are nutritional powerhouse.
Christopher Hobbs has a doctorate in integrative biology, and he's the author of Medicinal Mushrooms. Hobbs says fungi are low in fat, sodium, and cholesterol. Plus, they contain protein, vitamins, and trace minerals.
Three oyster mushroom fruiting bodies would be comparable to a half a cup of greens that are cooked and two poached eggs, for instance.
Academic researchers in both the U.S. and abroad are studying whether mushrooms can boost the immune system to fight allergies and viruses. Currently, most of the science is preliminary, though Asian cultures have long used mushrooms as medicine.
The oyster mushrooms and the shiitake are well known to decrease cholesterol levels and also stabilize blood sugar levels.
For example, researchers in Korea found that a mushroom extract reduced blood sugar in diabetic rats, and it worked as well as the standard diabetes drug metformin. More human trials are needed to confirm the results found in animals, but some people aren't waiting for the science. Back in the forest, Wenk nibbles on a variety used in Chinese medicine to boost the immune system.
A slight hint of coconut to me.
He picks an exotic, multicolored turkey tail that looks just like its name. Wenk chews vigorously on the firm texture.
It's even worse than rubber. It'd be like chewing on a sole of a shoe.
Usually, people steep turkey tails in tea. And if Wank would rather pass on the leathery variety, there are hundreds of other mushroom varieties around, and more rain on the way. For Here and Now, I'm Leslie McClurg.